All right then. This is a story that I kind of didn't get round to in a timely fashion. So no doubt by the time it's on YouTube, people are going to be saying, "Oh, you're late to the party with this one, bro. You're late with this one, bro. Late weeks, bro." But I want to talk about the $500 Faker Hall of Legends Ahri skin in League of Legends, right? This is just a beautiful encapsulation of everything that is Riot Games, League of Legends. It's just a great story, and it just goes to places based on the Riot responses that I just think it's just perfect. And it, again, proves I've been right the whole time. So, for those of you who don't know, they're launching something called the Hall of Legends, which is basically going to be their League of Legends Hall of Fame. And obviously, League of Legends has been around a long time now. It is a legit Tier 1 eSport. It's had some fantastic competitors down the years. And I think for any sport to truly respect its history, I think you do have to have a Hall of Fame in some capacity. So when they launched the Hall of Legends, my initial response was kind of almost like, well, what took you so long? I would have thought you would have had that up and running by now. I mean, you know, it's been about 10 years. Maybe it's the right time. But anyway, I do think it's important that scenes, spaces, sports, whatever you want to call them, that you recognize the people who achieve excellence. It's one of the reasons why I'm very sad about what's happened with the esports awards, because those awards did mean a lot to me. Winning my first, winning my third, getting a lifetime achievement award. It's sad that that's now been cheapened, not just by Mark Merrill being given one apropos of nothing when panelists didn't agree, and obviously now with the Saudi takeover, it's just sad, you know. But whatever, League of Legends should definitely have its Hall of Fame, and certainly you can imagine who's going to go in there. And so obviously they announced the Hall of Legends, and you can see this is it: legends and legacies immortalized in the LOL Esports Hall of Fame. I love this effect, by the way. You just scroll down, it's a wait. But it can't be. I just love how his head gets bigger, like, wah. Introducing the Hall of Legends. LOL Esports Hall of Legends commemorates the best of the best, players who have forever shaped our game, sport, and community. An independent committee explored a range of potential choices for 2024's inaugural inductee. In the end, all roads led to one. I mean, yeah, of course. And there it is, look. Out of the shadows. First among legends, Faker is more than the winningest player in league history. He's the face of his sport. His journey, full of triumph and trials, resilience and glory, has touched the hearts of millions of fans and fellow players. By the way, just keep that in mind. It's affected everyone in League on some level. Now watch as we gatekeep who can truly celebrate it with an outrageous price tag. Play is the king. Hall of Legends inductees are honoured in-game with a custom event and cosmetics reflecting the mark they've made on the Rift. This year, we collaborated with Faker to offer something for everyone. Not necessarily everyone. An event pass chronicling his career, plus three Ahri collections with all new features, from unique takedown counters to tower finishes for the most ardent fans. Welcome to the Hall of Legends, Unkillable Demon King. Right, so, want to set the table for a few things, because it's good to remember history, and some general thoughts from me about cosmetics and about, and also some interesting facts about Faker. So, first thing, one of the things I actually despise about all of this, and I haven't revealed the prices of the skins or anything yet, but, you know, kind of did in the lead, but you'll see in a moment what you're getting for your money. One of the things I've always despised about the way Riot Games operates is they really do make it apparent that these players, which they're pretending to be respectful and appreciative in copy like this, but they make it abundantly clear that they only really care about you in so much much as you can be a vector for them, like, you know, to earn money typically, but also, you know, to gain influence, make it look like they're down with the kids and they really watch the games and care about these things. They've done this historically, and, you know, it's not even about popularity per se, because they've banned popular players for not playing ball, and people like I Will Dominate, who they, you know, they just took a year out of his competitive career because he said something at an after party they didn't like. You know what I mean? They're just really awful people, and a truly dreadful company. And so they've always obsessively wanted to monetize Faker wherever possible. And I want to remind everybody about Spectate Faker. You can go watch a video. It's on my YouTube channel. But Spectate Faker, for those who don't know, a guy figured out how to use the Riot API to be able to know when Faker was playing League of Legends, and to then take that gameplay, and he was broadcasting it on a Twitch channel, which actually initially didn't have commercial settings. People couldn't sub to it or anything. They could only donate. And he was doing this using the in-game client, no nefarious fucking, you know, means or whatever. And it was something Riot Games themselves had done to all of you if you play League of Legends, because they had their own channel called Watch Teemo Die. And anybody that was playing Teemo at that time, your footage, unbeknownst to you, if you died as a Teemo player, your footage was being broadcast on a Twitch channel. And yet Mark Merrill came out and tried to pretend that they owned the footage, but that Azubu, who had a streaming deal for Faker's games, they should actually DMCA it, because even though he was just streaming in-game client footage, which, as we've talked about with Valve and all the nonsense that happened with StarLadder and their DMCAing, it doesn't matter how much StarLadder pretended that they own the copyright to Counter-Strike, they don't. Valve temporarily saying, yeah, if you DMCA it, we're not going to stick our fingers in and stop you, that doesn't alter the facts or the grounds of the appeal. And I cannot believe, and I've even talked about it with lawyers, I can't believe for a second that that DMCA would hold up. But anyway, that's what Azubu did. They went in and they DMCA'd the Spectate Faker Twitch channel. And so Twitch complied with the bogus DMCA. And Mark Merrill said, well, it's not even just about the commercial aspects. By streaming Faker, right, the unkillable Demon King, by streaming Faker without his knowledge, you're bullying and stalking him. That's what Mark Merrill said. He's a real human being. So, yeah, a player who plays on stage and has his gameplay footage broadcast, if somebody else does it outside of Riot's control and maybe makes some money, right? So anyway, of course, what it was actually about was Riot Games believe they own Faker on some level. That is what they believe. They know Faker is such an iconic player that he's incredibly good for their brand, right? And so they didn't want anyone else getting rich off Faker's gameplay besides them. That is what it was all about. And so go watch that video if you want to be informed about that topic. Now, here's an interesting Faker fact. Faker doesn't like skins. Quite famously, doesn't use skins. And lots of people have speculated about his reasons. But the bottom line is he's alluded to, because he's smart enough to not commit to a position, but he's alluded to the fact that he just doesn't like anything in a game that sort of separates people based on, like, wealth. I think he said something to that effect in some old interview that I read. And so he likes the idea of just turning up and playing native, not using any skins whatsoever, and just owning people because he's good, and he thinks that you shouldn't use skins as a flex. So, in fact, it made news when Faker accidentally locked in a skin that had been added to his account, and everyone went, oh, why is he using the skin? What does it mean? Does it give you a competitive advantage? And he just put out, like, a tweet or whatever afterwards going, it was an accident, and then said nothing, if you refuse to elaborate. So this has driven Riot up the fucking wall, because what can you do? This is like going to fucking, you know, Michael Jordan and saying, listen, I know you don't want the sponsor on the jersey, but please, you're killing us here. You're the most famous player. But you can't kick him out the league. You can't punish him. He's the face of the sport. So good luck with that one. So they have been furious behind the scenes. And by the way, again, like, Monty's talked about this. Thorin's talked about this. I think Rich has talked about this. I think Dom's talked about this. All the people that I still talk to from League, they know that fucking Riot cannot fucking believe, that he refuses to use these skins because it's cost them so much money down the years. Because the reality is, it's the face of the sport, particularly in a region that has this, you know, fan worship culture. By locking in a skin, using a skin, they would sell hundreds of thousands of that skin easily that day. Like, just bosh. People just go and buy it. But he doesn't like skins. Doesn't believe in them. So, just an interesting fact that you might want to consider when we get to the next part of the story. Okay? The Hall of Legends faker trailer. Right? Here we are. Right? So, you can relive Faker's career highlights through 100 levels of unlockable rewards, which include commemorative skins, icons, and a special callback to the champ that helped start it all. And you can see here, these are some of the things you can get, right? So it's essentially a battle pass based around Faker's career, right? Okay, then we get to the Ahri Collection. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I seem to remember, didn't we all used to complain about sexualized women in video games? Wasn't that bad? And didn't we have to design characters? They all have to be overweight now, right? Because otherwise, you're a pig. Okay, you're the pig, you know? So I remember that. That was been a big push for it. And yet, I haven't seen one games journalist complain about Riot Games' new Ahri skin. Which, I mean, technically, if you fetishize it, you're a furry. Because she's got fox ears. So I'm just saying, and a tail. So I'm just saying. So anyway, you get, for your 5,430 crystals, or whatever the fuck they're called these days, you get your Hall of Legends pass, your Risen Legendary skin, there she is, right? A takedown counter taunt. You get Ahri, the champion. You get an exclusive border, an exclusive icon and emote. But for the low, low price of 32,430 crystals. By the way, that is a funny joke to whoever typed. It doesn't even look like Faker. That's really funny. I appreciate that. And there she is there, again, being sexualized, right? You get the immortalized Ahri skin. You get the exclusive structure, finisher, voice effects, blah, blah. All of this, you can read, probably. Although I am hiding it with my camera. All of this, right? Demons chosen, what you can't see is it says Demons Chosen Transformation with Demon King Hood during Ult. Which is clearly worth that. This is about $300, right? But then you go up to the actual one where you get Faker's signature on it. You get the final boss Faker title. You can't see that again because my camera's in the way. Signature immortalized border. Signature banner. Signature splash art for Ahri and LeBlanc. Immortalized legend collection. You get your 100 pass levels instantly. So you get all the stuff off the Faker battle pass. The Risen Legend LeBlanc Paragon Chroma. This is all bollocks, isn't it? This is like, I'll tell you a story. It's got nothing to do with this. We'll shelve this, right, for just a moment. But has anyone ever played the game Caesar? Caesar 3. I like the Caesar series. And Caesar 3, right? Caesar 3, I bought it. I bought Caesar 3. I think it was one of the best ones. I bought Caesar 3 in hot, like a real digital, no, sorry, real format, not digital. Like, I bought it at the time. And back in the day, kids used to have to go to a shop and physically buy a game. And it came in a case and it came with a manual and, you know, all of that stuff. And one of the wildest things I've just ever seen, right, is in that manual at the back, and this might be out there on the internet. I've never looked it up, so you guys can check. I was reading the manual, and at the back of the manual, it tells you what all the units do and what all the upgrades do and what all the buildings do. And it would be like, you know, granary, you know, gives you like plus 30 grain up, you know, plus 30 grain, you know, every minute or whatever the fuck. And it would explicitly outline it. And obviously, the more and more you go through, the more and more like kind of opaque some of the language gets. And obviously, this is just someone typing up this manual. And just in the middle of like these pages and pages explaining what the units do, the buildings do, someone had typed in, it was like, I don't know, Spearman, you know, like something like that. Someone had just typed in the middle of all of that, what the hell is this shit? And they just left it in the copy. And it had just gone off and got printed. And I remember, like, just looking at that. And it was just, what the hell is this shit? And I just imagined, like, some guy having to type it up, like, plus 30 grain production. And he's just, like, at some shit data entry job. And he just fucking, he just broke. And that manual just went out in the box to, like, fucking, you know, tens of thousands of people. What the hell is this shit? Reading these notes here about signature Ahri skins, Final Boss Faker, signature immortalized borders, the fucking Chromers, I feel like that guy now. I get it. Right, back to the stream. What the hell is this shit? What happened to League, guys? Funnily enough, I did play League not that long ago. I say not that long ago. It'll be about a couple of years now. I just wanted to check in and see what it was like. Feels like it's just got worse. Like, doesn't even feel as good as it used to, which is like crazy. Anyway, so you can see the price, and you know it's a crazy amount of money to ask for a cosmetic skin. Now, understand as well, you hear stories all the time. Like, I think there was a story just the other day. Oh, a Counter-Strike skin sold for over $1 million, you know, or like Skadoodle's fucking Dragon Lore sold for like $50,000 or whatever, because it was Skadoodle's, or, you know. So, but the difference with that is, yeah, it's just pixels, but it's pixels you own and you can sell it. And, yeah, whatever. I mean, put it this way. You know, I don't think skins have been great for the esports side of thing. But I will say, as a concept, it's a lot better than just I pay for cosmetics and then you can ban my account or take it away anytime I want. Or you just shut down the servers and that's that. And it was all a waste of money. At least I can still sell the skins on the Steam market, what, you know, while they have some nominal value. $500 for this is pretty wild and steep, and so a lot of people were fucking outraged. And I put it to you, by the way, that even though the reaction was pretty negative, I genuinely believe they set it so high because they wanted to make up for all the years they've not been able to monetize Faker. That's actually what I think they're doing. I can't think of any other reason where you would justify that price point. But now, first I'm going to show you the outrage, and then why don't we look at Riot staff members justifying the price point? Because it is pretty fucking wild. This was the Reddit thread where people got to react to it. I'm sure if we went on the deleted comments on this, there would be lots of anti-Riot stuff being deleted. But you can see the just general reaction. We've got, I thought it was a typo, right? Yeah, obviously, for that kind of money, I almost expect Faker himself to deliver me a code to the bundle. Fair. $500, yeah, no thanks. Faker doesn't even use skins anyway. Every default skin is Faker's skin. What an absolute chad. Let's celebrate the face of our eSport, who famously doesn't even spend money on skins, by absolutely overcharging the fuck out of his event skins. What the hell, Riot? And remember, I mean, because part of this is, it is meant to be a celebration of Faker's career. And if I was a player, by the way, and they made a skin, right? And he gets a cut, obviously. I think it's something like, I think I heard 30%. I don't know if that's true, but I think somebody said that behind the scenes. I don't know. But anyway, he gets a cut, right? So obviously, you know, you want people to buy these skins. But I'd feel a bit weird if they were like, I'd rather more people had skins celebrating me than didn't, than it be some rare thing. Like, I'd want many people in the world to sort of know who I was and, acknowledge it. Oh, so it's 30% for the team, so he gets a cut of that from T1. So, yeah, he's probably getting screwed, isn't he, somewhere along the line. It's crazy that Faker, known for his generosity and taking less salary over the years so he could stay in career, is going to be associated with these crazy packages where the base skin isn't able to transform. I looked at the two whale packages and pretty much expected a physical Ari statue, more on that in a moment, to be included in them, but they were just a couple of finishes and signature emotes. Absolutely bonkers. That's 1 month's salary in my country. Right? What's the point of a Hall of Legend skin if 99.9% of the player base can't buy it? Here I thought it couldn't get worse than Gacha Chromas. Hate them Gacha Chromas, me. This is no way of celebrating a player. This is just another attempt at scamming your player base. There is absolutely no way they're getting away with this. The spoiler, it's Riot. They're 100% getting away with it, and you're going to let them get away with it, and you're going to forget about this and still play their shitty games. So, yeah, they're going to get away with it. They always get away with it. I can't even conceive Fake himself being okay with this either. Possibly the most atrocious move I've seen from Riot ever. I mean, fuck all them women that were being sexually harassed and denied promotions and other things, I guess. See where your priorities are. Being an RE main, we're getting into it now, right? Yeah, we're really starting to learn about the psychology of Markelese. Being an RE main and owning most skins, I'm not going to get even close to this. It makes me sick just to think about it. I was going to ball out for the first time in 2 years and get the whole package because it's Faker and special skins of my main champs, etc., etc. But shit, nah. Laughing my ass off. After reading the whole post, what the fuck are they smoking? Well, what indeed? Commemorating what? This is purely a highway robbery with a price almost 20 times higher than the most expensive skin in the shop. Even the base form costs more than an ultimate skin just for a plain legendary skin with absolutely nothing special. Whoever greenlit this can kindly go fuck themselves. Honestly, I feel sorry for all the actual rioters. They're all the same, by the way. They're all part of the same shit. It's like saying, I feel sorry for the real Scientologists that have to put up with fucking Tom Cruise's nonsense. I feel sorry for all the actual rioters who are going to have to put up with the backlash from this shit. But I sincerely hope this blows up in Riot's face. Because we were already way past the line with the Gacha Mythic shit. Now this is ridiculous. How to boycott, just ban Ari every game. Oh, you've really hurt them there. That'll sort it. There you go, this is more like it. Using the best player we ever had to farm money from Wales, what a disgusting company. Yeah, yeah they are. They certainly are. We made a $200 skin and it was met with the most backlash we've seen since Neon. Let's triple that and try again. I say we rebel. Oh, fucking esports fans. Why are you like this? I say we rebel and collectively ban Ari every game so that anyone who supports this garbage will never even get to use it. I see this as an absolute win. That's honestly a pretty good idea. I'd love to see Ari's ban rate skyrocket out of spite. Gamers, rise up. Rise up! Is there any chance for at least the Reddit community to come together in this occasion and stop buying skins from any champion altogether if they don't lower their whole skin to the usual ultimate rate of 3,200 RP? It would be as some kind of civilized protest. I really like Faker career and was prepared for the 3,200 RP, but this price just walls out 99% of the community where most of us don't even have the money to even consider getting this. It is outrageous. For the sake of justice, I'll ban Ari every single game from the moment this is released. By the way, idea for a meme around this. Can we get that guy that drank poison in The Hague? And he just before he did it, he like said, I protest the validity of this court. And he, like, drank the poison. Can we, like, get that, but with the subtitle saying, I will ban Ari every game. Just saying. Anyway. Wait, what? What? I just clocked it right at the bottom there. For $500, I better be able to fuck Ari. What? So anyway, you can see the community didn't like it. Now, right, I'm going to say something about this. First of all, I believe you can just sell a product for whatever price you want. I'm old-fashioned like that. I wouldn't apply that logic to, you know, essential medicine, maybe. I'm not a psychopath. But I think if you make something, be it digital or otherwise, you get to set the price. And ultimately, if you set the price too high, that should be a bad thing, because if people believe a price is too high and they're not willing to pay it, then you won't make money on it, because you've essentially priced yourself out of the market, right? I sort of do believe that. And when I see people complaining about, wait, there's this totally optional thing that I could have and I can't afford it, but this is an outright, like, fuck off, get a part-time job, you cunt. Right? That's kind of where I'm at usually. But just in case people are gonna go, oh, Richard, you've always been a free market guy, right? Just in case people are going to be like that. The reason I do find this price point distasteful isn't just because it's Riot, and so I have to hate it, because remember, I'm biased and bitter and twisted towards them. But it's the fact they are leveraging the face of their game. This is why I do find it distasteful. If it's meant to be a celebration of Faker, let people celebrate Faker by having a reasonable point of entry, a reasonable price. He's going to get paid, you're going to get paid, and more people are going to be able to share in a guy who's had a great esports career and made a stellar contribution to esports in general. That seems like the right thing to do. But instead, they've gone and milked their cash cow, desperately hoping. And by the way, before they came up with the $500 price, you know for a fact they've gone through all of the data and they've figured out how high can we set it and still realistically shift numbers, because that's what these companies do. So, obviously, they've arrived at $500, probably with good sounding. They probably are selling lots of these at $500. But I can understand the community being a little bit annoyed at this. Now, it's kind of interesting, because even with the outrage, there's been a few responses from rioters about this. And as I said, you'll never guess what. They think it's a good thing. They think they're justifying it. There was a comment from Riot Medler. He says, short version for on Hall of Legends to at least start discussion. I'll put Shyvana and Arcane VGU notes in a separate post to help separate discussion a bit. There's a good opportunity to both celebrate iconic pro players and help cover the cost of esports, which is funded primarily by a mixture of sponsorships and in-game cosmetic sales. A dedicated event with tailored content is a good way to do that, and this is a good opportunity to try theming our event passes and overall experience in ways we haven't tried previously. We should offer content at a wide range of different price points. Players who don't want or can't spend anything should still get to engage with some of the event. The event pass itself should be a really strong core offering with a lot of stuff to it, and we'll need some dedicated skins for the event, which will go for a combination of new features and exclusivity. This is a time where we believe we should offer really expensive versions akin to collector's editions, collectibles in other contexts. Those are created for a very small part of the audience that wants that sort of price point in exchange for a lot more exclusivity. Doing so will almost certainly create frustrations from people who aren't interested in that price. We still think it's the needed thing as part of our work on making esports financially sustainable, as part of our commitment and investment to the LoL esports scene for the long term. We also realize saying that's not going to some people's minds about video game cosmetics at that sort of price. So what I love about this is Riot, right? First of all, they've always hated people go, yeah, well, your game's just paid for by whales. Just people with too much fucking money, not enough fucking sense, who are just throwing fucking cash at you so they can have fucking the brand new heroes, because it's essentially pay to win for the first week, because you deliberately release heroes in a broken state. So they're so fucking overpowered that you encourage people to give you money for things. Like, oh, you could grind it and maybe unlock the hero by the time we fixed it, or you could pay for it and have a week of freelo. We see what you're doing, Riot, right? Then they've always resented this idea that somehow exploiting the whales is a core price model. Now they're saying, to justify this fucking thing, yeah, no, whales, yeah, we need them. Save the fucking whales. Yeah, love them whales. Right? So that's interesting. But then also, what I love about it is they can't just say, listen, we like money. We like making money. We're a fucking company. We like making money. They have to say, no, this is good because this helps esports. Ah, yes, that famous League of Legends esports that you always say, oh, we lose money on the esports. It's a lost leader for us. We just don't make money on it. Maybe one day we'll have to stop it if we don't make money off it. You love saying that, but it creates an aspirational element. So let's follow this through. Right, we need to make money for esports and help support esports and make it sustainable because we don't make money off it. So we have to charge you an exorbitant amount for Faker, right, to have a Faker skin. But if you hadn't have put the effort into the esport in the first place, there wouldn't be a fucking Faker to monetize, you fucking cretins. So how does that work? Explain the logic to me there. Yes, esports doesn't generate revenue. You're just proving conceptually that it does. That's the fucking outrageous lie that they always tell. That there's like, there's no nominal good that comes from esports. There's no profit that comes from esports. It's like, this is proof. So that was one of the responses. Then there was an interview with one of their developers called Pew Pew Lasers Liu. Okay, and this was over at PC Games and my old friends. And they had a round table, apparently, at Riot HQ. And Lauren Bergin, a journalist, asked about it. When I state that some players were a bit upset over the $300 Ahri skin, the signature bundle cost $430, but in order to get Immortalized Legend Ahri, you need to get the mid-tier bundle first. Lou responds that the League of Legends team is aware that people were very upset about it, and not just a little. I also think it's kind of justified, he continues, noting that the MOBA is a 14-year-old product and players are used to everything living under a certain price point. We have to own these rare skins. These kind of products are designed for a very small percentage of our players to be able to purchase and flex in terms of what role they're going to play in our portfolio of skins products moving forward. It will continue to be a very small minority. I think last year we probably released over 130 or 140 skins, of which less than a handful were priced at that point. I would expect it to be a minority rather than a majority. That being said, it's very important that we share with our players the situation that League of Legends is in. It's a game that's competitively oriented. We only sell cosmetics. We don't want anything that even infringes upon pay to win or pay for power. As a consequence of that, the vast majority of our players play League, watch esports, enjoy all the content, cinematics and music for $0. The majority of our revenue comes from a small single-digit percentage of players. It's just the reality that the hobbyist deep spenders are a disproportionate amount of business viability. What we really thought about is, on the morality side, there are players that are willing to spend $200 a month on their hobbies. God knows how much I've spent on Warhammer figures. By the way, tangible things that you actually own and that can't be taken away from you. Right, Games Workshop can't come round to your fucking house and go, yeah, no more orcs for you, dickhead. Right? But Riot can just ban your account anytime they want. But it's really important that we capture that willingness and that ability to spend for people who can afford it. What would look bad for us is if a lot of people that didn't have a history of spending on League all of a sudden buy the signature bundle. We'd be like, oh God, what have we done? But if it's like, oh, these people historically have spent money on skins, this is now giving them a new avenue, the esports ecosystem, with a 30% revenue share, and that's top-line growth, not a profit. We'd rather venture into that space instead of trying to get the people who are currently spending $0, whether that's because they're a student or they don't have the ability to do so. We believe there's such a thing as having too high a percentage of your players spending on a free-to-play game, he concludes. That means your free-to-play experience relative to your paid experience is not good enough. What a crock of shit. I love how all rioters are just fucking programmed to, like, lie. Like, the idea is saying, having too high a percentage of your players spending on a free-to-play game, and obviously saying you don't want anything like pay-to-win or pay-for-power. Your model of releasing new heroes is literally pay-for-power. They are always imbalanced. Like, I mean, you know, back when I used to play, week one Xin Zhao, you couldn't lose if you got him. Like, it was as simple as that. He was so busted, and that wasn't an accident. You didn't hotfix it that day. He was like that for best part of like 4 or 5 days. Yeah, Cassante broken for like a month, obviously. So, you know, that's nonsense. And the idea as well, by the way, that your banning system isn't in somehow linked to the idea that you can prompt people to like double dip and have two accounts and buy skins that they've already got that they like on other ones and stuff like that. That's obviously something we know you're doing. It's done by design. And obviously as well, the idea that, do you think anyone in any freemium game, right? Do you think anyone has ever sat around a table legitimately and gone, oh shit, we've just come back with the numbers. 10% of players are actually paying, and they're not playing our free-to-play game for literally free. We don't feel comfortable. We'd want to get that back down to 8%. What can we do, guys? Do you think anyone's ever had that conversation? Because that is what he expects you to fucking believe. So that response was complete nonsense as well. And then, just to fucking top it off with some icing on the cake, they're also releasing a figurine. You'll remember that person said, well, I would have thought for $500 I'd get a figurine as well, right? Or something, right? You know, I don't just get the digital stuff. Well, they're actually releasing a figurine. And here's the funny part. It's actually cheaper than the fucking skin to have a physical object. By about $150. Oh, there you go. No, sorry. $250. So, yeah, half the price. So, why would anyone... Like, by the way, what's also hilarious... I'll wager fake is not getting a cut of the actual figurine money. But maybe I'm wrong on that. But it's like, why would you... If given the option then, have something physical to commemorate it, $250... Something digital so you can flex, as they put it, $500. Why would you ever go the other way? And you can see people are like, yeah, they should include this in a bundle. Oh, you silly goose. Of course they won't. So yeah, that was the adventure of Riot Games and the unbelievably exploitative faker skin incident. They can't get a W, no matter what they do. But the community will support them anyway.